With over 25 million followers worldwide, the Sikh faith is a major world religion. At the same time, American Sikhs face ignorance, hostility, and sometimes even violence. Research shows that a majority of Americans know nothing about their Sikh neighbors, which obviously contributes to the problem. And stepping up to change the situation is the We Are Sikhs initiative from the National Sikh Campaign. I'm joined by Campaign Executive Director Gurwin Singh Ahuja. Gurwin, welcome to State of Belief Radio.
Thank you for having me on.
Majority of Americans know nothing about the Sikh religion and have never met a Sikh. Would you talk a little more about the challenges these numbers reveal?
The way this lack of knowledge manifests itself into issues is that in many cases, children are bullied. More than half of Sikh children are bullied. In some cases, this lack of knowledge even contributes to death. Some people have been shot or killed or attacked in very brutal situations. And in many cases, the reason why these things are happening is that we look very different. Sikhs wear turbans, they have beards. Many people view turbans and beards based off what they see as something on TV as either anti-American or religious extremism. But what many people don't know is that Sikhs wear turbans and that we have beards to basically symbolize our commitment to the values of equality, religious tolerance, racial equality, gender equality, values that are really core American values. Mm-hmm. And if more people knew that fact, I really feel that some of these attacks wouldn't occur, or some of these kind of daily incidences of bullying and discrimination would not occur. So that's really the impetus of the campaign.
What are some of the other kind of consequences of these high levels of unfamiliarity?
How I think a Sikh kind of internalizes the dynamic that we face, that we are often viewed as, you know, suspicious or as religious extremists, and how we view ourselves and how we view our articles of faith. How we view our articles of faith is we view them as things that are very tightly aligned with American values. Mm-hmm. And we're not being perceived that way. We're being perceived in many ways something that is anti-American. And this dichotomy is quite distressing. Like, just kind of taking in my own daily life, like, it is distressing to know that when I walk down the street, people are afraid of me, when if only people knew that the turban that I wear and the beard that I have symbolizes the very values that they hold very dearly. Mm-hmm.
So how is the National Sikh Campaign challenging this situation?
The way we're attacking this is that we want to help spread awareness. Although there are many Sikhs around the world, there are very few in the United States. And we thought the best way to communicate to large numbers of people would be through mass media and grassroots events. We have been working over a period of years with AKPD, which was David Axelrod's firm that worked on President Obama's campaigns. And they also helped develop his message. We've been working with Heart Research Associates. I've worked close with Secretary Clinton in the past, and we've hired another group called FP1 Strategies, which has worked very closely with President Bush. And we've been working together to help craft messages that, you know, our neighbors can understand and really resonate with them about Sikhs and about our community and about our contributions and about our values. And we've been using those messages to communicate with people in three ways. Number one, on television. We've bought a lot of ad time. Number two, online. We've also bought ad space online, and we have a very significant social media presence. And number three, through grassroots events. Just last week, we had a big, major grassroots event in Phoenix, and over 200 non-Sikhs showed up. The mayor showed up. Miss Phoenix beauty pageant contestant showed up. Members of congressional staff showed up and all endorsed the Phoenix Sikh community and the campaign. And for 4th of July in Fresno, we're sponsoring a fireworks show. Their baseball team is holding a Sikh night on July 4th. And across the country, we're asking gurdwaras, which are Sikh temples, to open themselves up and help, again, share our values of equality and religious tolerance.
So what level of change do you think you can drive, and how long is that likely to take?
Well, we are expecting pretty rapid change in our local markets. In Fresno, where we are really focusing a lot of time and effort, we expect a fairly substantial change in awareness in a very tight period of time. And once the campaign and the advertising is completed, we'll be running a post-poll and measuring the specific change that we've created.
Mm-hmm. I wish you would talk about some of the things you would like all Americans to know about Six.
The thing that I want people to know about Six the most is really our value of equality. It's really a foundational part of the faith. Really, even down to our last names. Many of your listeners may notice that many Six have the last name Singh or Kaur. And the founders of the faith gave us those last names to combat against a brutal cultural caste system that was really predetermining people's potential. And it was really stifling people's individuals' lives because they were, if they were born into the wrong family, they would never be able to better themselves. And we believe to our deepest core that all people are equal, that all people are equal under the eyes of God, and that your birth should not determine your destiny. And our founders basically did away with last names because, again, your last name would indicate what family we were from and where you were born and, again, your potential in life. And we gave everybody the same last name, Singh for males, which means lion, and Kaur for females, which means princess. And we, again, we did that so that people would have control over their lives and that your character would determine your potential, not your family. And I want to spend a minute talking about Kaur. I mean, we Six also deeply, deeply believe in gender equality. We firmly believe men and women are equal. And the reason why females have their own last name, Kaur, to show that they don't have to take their husband's last name, that they are independent of men, and that they are equal to men. The founder of the faith, Guru Nanak, spent his whole life ensuring that women had an equal place in society as men. Because you have to think, 500 years ago when the faith was being founded, in many cases, women were viewed as property. If their husband died, they would have to sacrifice themselves. And he spent his whole life, ensuring that women were viewed as equal, and that they could do everything that a man can do. The biggest takeaway that I have is for your audience is that Six believe in equality. And equality is also a core American value. It's what brings people from all over the world to come and live and work here. And I think that, again, because of the way we look, people don't always see the connection between Sikh values and American values. But people should know that they are tightly aligned.
We have listeners who may be interested in following up on this conversation. How can listeners support this work and follow the National Sikh Campaign, We Are Sikhs, initially?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think the best thing your listeners can do is visit our website, wearesix.org. Again, it's wearesix.org. And just inform yourself. Learn about our values. Learn about who we are. And sign up. You can sign up for the website, and we can follow up with you and plug you into the campaign. And if you're really interested, you can go to our website and find your local Gurdwara or Sikh temple and take a visit. Sikh temples are open to all people from all faiths at all times. And if you go, they'll even make you a fresh vegetarian meal.
And it's very good, I can tell you from experience. Gurwind Singh Ahuja is executive director of the National Sikh Campaign. The campaign is working to introduce Americans to their Sikh neighbors with a new initiative titled We Are Sikhs. Gurwind, thanks so much for joining us today on State of Belief Radio, and good luck with your campaign. It is one that needs to be successful.
Thank you so much.